Hey everybody, here's your weekly energetic check-in for June 6th to 12th. So if you have been paying attention to the energies lately, you will notice that we actually had a really, really big shift come through. It was interesting because it came in like through overnight on Friday. And then actually you could really feel it anchored in on Saturday, which was June 4th. And interestingly enough, that is the exact same time that our lovely planet Saturn has gone into retrograde. And so, of course, this happens every 12 months, right? All of the planets, we have a certain amount of planets that go into retrograde always at the same time. So we've always had these experiences or these feelings. But there's something very unique and different, and they're saying to me timely right now in the fact of when this is happening and how this is happening for us. It all ties in with the month of May again. So that scrambling, that chaos energy, that kind of fearful, unknown, what's next, what's going to take me out energy that we experienced in May. That is kind of like it, they're saying right now to me, it's made warriors out of us. So it's made us much, much stronger than we have the awareness of or that we're acknowledging. And so this Saturn in retrograde that's happening, and it goes for a long time because it'll go to the October 23rd. So that's like we're all through the summer, starting into the fall, already into the so big, big energy system that we are in right now, brand new cycle. And this is a major shift for the cosmos. So there's not a being in this universe that's not going to feel the ripple effect of everybody's shifting in this. And so with Saturn, it is about structure. So think about, alignment. Think about things coming together with purpose. But in a very strong way. So about discipline, right? It's about rights and wrongs. It's about self-discipline. So, what's too much, right? We know that can equate to balance, right? Here's a really important thing to remind yourself about all of this. You can look at Saturn as this energy as the bad cop, right? The one that's giving you shit and giving you in trouble. Or you could look at it as the good cop that's giving you the opportunity to see, your rights and your wrongs. So when we talk about Saturn being with discipline, we can look at that as balance. And so I don't know a being on this planet that could not use some balance in their lives. Obviously, some of us are better at it than others. but we definitely all could use balance. That's going to be a key for us to get through this, for us to feel good through this. So Saturn also brings in, this is very interesting because this is also about authority and karma. So this whole retrograde right now, and interestingly enough here, we've just come through election. We've got more elections coming up, so we've just come through a big election in Ontario. Of course, our premier just got reelected, and it's interesting because we had the lowest turnout in Ontario for the election. Less than half of the province actually went and voted, and so. It's interesting because here you could look at this in two perspectives as well. You could look at and go, oh, well, nobody went and voted because they just knew that party was going to win. They just knew it. So they didn't bother. There was they didn't even bother. They just knew that it was going to happen and they were going to win. Or you could look at it in the other way of, well, maybe half of the province has resigned itself to say, well, even if you do get elected and we know how corrupt you are and how you've done a bad job for us, we're not going to follow you. We are not going to give you any of our energy or any of our support. And so it's interesting because for me, I've never, ever been a political person. And I think for a reason, my guides obviously have taken me like out of that realm because, being an empath, it affects me in like the biggest profound way. But this last little bit, for whatever reason, I had been, following the candidates and getting to see their platforms and listening to them, because we were in a point where we needed voices. We needed, you know, and I could feel in my soul the corruption, the lies, the manipulation, the, you know, if COVID and all that, it didn't do that for us. You know, it certainly did a lot for everybody. But at any rate, I knew that coming up and doing this election, you know, my husband and I even talked about it, you know, who we were going to vote for, why we would vote for the party, all that, you know, and election day came and I didn't go and vote. And I knew how the results were going to be. I already knew that it was going to be the same way. And I had this, you know, I'm fortunate enough that my team kind of gave me this big picture of it so that I didn't go into despair and I didn't go into, oh no, not this again. And now we're under the, you know, I didn't go there at all. All I did was they had showed me the realization that all of that is such a charade. It's such a game. And yeah, you know what? They're making the rules and yeah, they're sitting in the government and they're the parliament, but we are very adaptable. You know, as a species, we're very, very adaptable. And there are many, many people through this entire challenging, you know, shift that we've been going through that have managed to hop on a timeline where things get better for them instead of things getting worse for them. And the reason of that is because when they're following, you know, leaders, when they're following, and this goes, again, we've talked about this before, but they show me this clearly, how this is about stepping into our power, how we don't allow the doctors, the leaders, the lawyers, the governments, the politicians, the pharmaceutical companies, how we don't allow these entities to become our gods. Right? We realize we are the gods and goddesses. We are the creators. And so with this, we bring back our power. And so that means that at any time anything happens, so yes, okay, you know what, whatever, you know, whatever political party you follow, maybe you don't follow any, but whatever system of belief that you follow, you must follow the system that feels innately true to you. So this means that anytime anything feels like that's off, like, oh, well, that makes me feel fearful, that is a no for you. It should be a no. Anything that leads you with fear is a no. And so this is part of that, you know, the age of Aquarius that we're stepping into. That's that energy that we have now. We understand that. We understand that we don't have to be manipulated and we don't have to be controlled. And we certainly don't follow the frequency of fear, because that is not who we are. We are not beings of fear. We are beings of light and love. So anything that tries to direct us or guide us or misuse us through the frequency of fear is a no for us. We walk away from that. And I really feel like, especially here in Ontario, because you know, we've had kind of like a rough go at it, because unfortunately, you know, I believe that there are certain places that are testing grounds for the cabal and the Illuminati, and I feel like we're one of them because we have so many people, right? This is a you know, the province of Ontario in itself with so many people is a big energy source. And so I really feel like this has kind of been the shift of the people going, yeah, I'm not putting my energy there. And so the vote, not voting, does not mean that nobody cared. It means that, yeah, we're going to do our own thing. You go ahead and do whatever you need to do. But if you put up this fence, we're going to find a way around the fence. And if you put up a cinder block, we're going to find another route to where we have to go. And this is what they're saying to me right now, the power of the people. This is what's going to happen. And we still have those other, you know, elected officials out there that, you know, have been voicing our feelings, our thoughts. They're still out there. Just because their banner didn't get chosen, just because they're, you know, they don't have as many seats in the house of the, you know, they're still there. So we still have, you know, we have a majority of people that are waking up on this planet that are coming to the realizations that we are free, sovereign beings and that we don't have to be controlled and we don't have to be manipulated. So this is going to be huge globally, right? This is for the cosmos. This is going to be huge, but it also then, you know, comes down to you. So again, whether you're a political person or whether you follow any of that stuff at all, you're going to be having the shift right now, this massive, massive shift. And so remember, so Saturn being such a very, very powerful planet, that's going to teach us the true meaning of responsibility. So we are going to have this life lesson. So this is going to be, you know, your code of ethics. This is going to be your responsibility to yourself, first and foremost to yourself. That's going to be coming up lots for you. We're also going to be giving the opportunity to pause and to reflect and give us the opportunity to see exactly where we are in our lives right now and where we need to go. So look at, so June 4th was Saturday. So kind of feel into Saturday, the energy in Saturday for you, and feel what, maybe something significant happened for you on Saturday. Maybe you were feeling a certain way, but because that was the start of the retrograde, it could give you a good indication as to what's coming up for you. So what kind of theme this retrograde is going to be for you. And so our focus right now for the next little bit is going to be about looking forward and finding the strength to do it. So finding strength, purpose, and desire. Desire is a really important thing. We look at desire as being something negative. Again, that's programming. Desire gives us momentum, right? Desire gives us inspiration. That's something that we need with whatever it is that we're going to be doing. They said to me that we are going to be doing, having a new way of doing. So a new way of functioning, if we let it happen. So again, this is going to be about letting ego step aside, letting pain body step aside, feeling that inspiration, and not doing the same old. So having the realization that this, because everything is new, new frequency, new cycle, new beginnings, that we actually have to have a new perspective. So we have to have a new way of seeing or doing things. Remember, the ways that we would do the coping, the ways that we do that is not going to serve us anymore. So that's kind of when we don't know how we're supposed to change or shift in that way. We go into the surrender mode. We go into the, hands up in the air. Okay, you show me. I'll take your lead. I'll follow you on that one. They did say to me that we are going to have some trials and tribulations through this. But the reminder of this is that each time we go through something like that, we get stronger from it. It serves a purpose. And the purpose is not to defeat us and to not make us weaker. It's actually the opposite. So remind yourself of that. Any challenges that are going to be coming up to you, for you in the next little while, in the next couple of months, reminding always that they're serving a purpose, and they're saying right now, significantly serving a purpose. So how you get through these things, how you get through the challenges, is really, really going to be affecting your whole energy and your whole direction and how things are going to be coming for you, to you. They talked to me about our endurance. So again, that self-love, self-nurturing, so that you have that endurance, not just physical endurance, but you have that energetic endurance where you feel your power, where you feel your energy, where you feel yourself stepping into that. About boundaries came up for some of you guys. So this is going to be another opportunity for you to work on the boundaries. So, you know, what are your clear boundaries? What will you take and what will you leave, right? This is really important, especially around the relationships, right? They're really, really important. And then they talked to me about the self-protection. So this again is, you know, we don't look at it in a negative way. We look in a positive way. And one of the things that, you know, when I'm teaching my classes is that there's a couple of ways that we can protect ourselves energetically. So there is the way where we can shield, right? We use the crystals, we can use the blocking, we can do all that. We're shielding, and that's a way of protecting yourself. But you can also build your power up. So by building your power up within, increasing your frequency, raising your frequency, that also gives you self-protection. Because what happens is when you're doing that, when you're expanding your energy, when you're feeling your grandness, when you're rising above, feeling your heart open up, you are actually rising in frequency. And when you rise in frequency, you leave all the lower frequencies below. So that means any of the fear, you know, the jealousy, the judgment, all of those are lower frequencies. And one of the easiest ways to not have them in our experiences is to rise above them. So is to get your frequency up above them. And this will be because, again, you know, they say to me, the age of Aquarius, we're going to be coming back online. Our intuition's going to be very strong. Our gifts are going to be coming back to us. You know, our telepathic tendencies to be able to communicate that way is going to be all coming back. And with all that, there's like a sense of ease, right? Because it's really, again, it's so different than the human functioning. As souls, we function really, really in a different way than human beings do, because we're very sensory, right? So we make it very clear, and it's not confusing, right? It's either a yes or a no for us, and there's not an emotional thing in there. And we either feel something feels really good and it excites us, or we pull back and say no, that doesn't. That's very, when we're in alignment with our higher selves, that's really how simply everything goes. When we are in alignment with our humans, you know, with our, which includes the ego and the pain body, it's very opposite. It's very in the head. I have to think about that. I have to, well, why would that happen? What's the reason? Like, right? All that, which creates the confusion and the chaos. And so it's very different from the beings that we are. So the, you know, and it's interesting on the scope of things, because of all of the, you know, galactic beings that we have helping us, some of them have very similar energy to the soul energy. But some of them also are very black and white, very clean. There's no gray in there. It's either this or that. And that harshness is something that we kind of feel the effects of sometimes. And I feel like when they're helping us out, when we're getting the downloads or the upgrades, sometimes we feel that, and they don't put into consideration our softness or, you know, our sensitivities, which, yeah, you know, it's, we're all living and learning together, right? We're all growing together. Okay, so you're going to feel this shift, and I just want you to stay in the perspective of it, something good, of something really good coming from it. Catch your ego from going to the negativity about it. Remember, this is going to be, those are going to be the opportunities that are going to show you your purpose more. They're going to be putting you into alignment in a much more profound way. So remind yourself about that. And whenever you're feeling that uncomfortableness or something's coming up that doesn't feel good to you, don't go into your head with it. Instead, go into the pause with it. So they're, you know, they're saying to, this is going to be a really important key for us, is that pause and reflect. And not reflecting about, I got to think about it, but let me feel into this. Let me see how this feels for me. And they're saying to me right now, really important is being true to yourself. Being true to yourself. Take everybody else out of the equation, guys. Just take everybody else out of the equation. And I know, again, that's old programming. Don't be selfish. But you have to do this in order to be able to make yourself who you need to be. Once you make yourself who you need to be and you are in alignment, then you will be helping and supporting everybody else around you. So it has to be coming from within. You need to, you know, cut some cords, you need to disconnect, you need to bring that energy in, and it all has to come from within. This is going to be a big project that we're doing on ourselves. And it's really, you know, for many of you, for the first time, you're going to stop thinking about the other people first. You're going to stop putting them first in your lives. Instead, you're going to ask yourself, what are my needs? What are my needs right now? And clearly, the retrograde is going to show you what your purpose is. So there's going to be tons and tons, they're saying to me right now, self-discovery. There's going to be tons and tons of opportunity for self-discovery. And that includes self-love and self-nurturing. And that's really, really important. And they're saying to me right now, keep your circle small, keep your circle tight. You're going to find a lot of other souls that are going to gravitate towards you that are in the same place. And this will be your support system. So pay attention to that. And again, they're saying to me right now, pay attention to what feels right to you. Walk away from the stuff that doesn't. Walk away from the stuff that is self-sabotage, because that will be ego pain body stepping in. and then gravitate towards the stuff that you know is going to balance you, that's going to give you that support. Okay, so you guys check your calendars for our next get together. I believe it is the 14th. We're going to be doing our healing. That's on a Tuesday. So make sure that you guys go in and check that out, and then go into the hub and do the June or tapping. We're doing tapping for the June. Yeah, I love that tapping because I'm doing it every day now. So it's pretty, pretty powerful. Okay, my lovelies, sending you huge, huge blessings, and I will talk to y'all soon.